Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 6th. I am your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, man. It's a nice early morning, and it's time to talk about the many HOHs if we don't end up glitching out today, hopefully.
You gotta be careful of those glitches. We are here just a tad early today to update you on everything happening on these Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday, and we got some stuff to tell you. Not a whole lot of it though, because the competition took up a large portion of the night. Then they were, you know, eating dinner and just hanging out as a group, boring stuff. But we've got some stuff. We've got a little bit of stuff to talk to you about. Probably a quick one here. We had the HOH competition on the feeds. Thank you, Big Brother Canada Production, for that. We very much appreciate it. They even, went against their own show to have it on the feeds. So that was very, very kind of them. Thank you, Trevor Boris. He tweeted out, "I hope you guys liked it." We did. He liked it.
We did. Thank you.
On the feeds for the HOH competition, Paris was out first for this HOH. She dropped out for $1,000. I think she has, you know, the sweaty hand syndrome thing. So she figured she was not going to make it. So she went out for the $1,000. Ryan fell out on his own. Then Maddie fell out. Derek took the safety option, which Johnny should have gone for that one. Mm-hmm. Allie fell out, and then Will took the temptation for a phone call. Before he went, he was talking to Kayla, like, "Am I good if I do this?" And she was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Great." So he took the phone call. Will, phone call. It's you in a week talking. He's saying, "Why the hell did you take this phone call?" Not good. Not good, Will.
No, hey, you got to talk to Parker, and Parker's getting a dag. And that's as far as I understood what was going on that phone call. Everything else was very subtitles necessary, which I hope we'll get on Monday, because I have no idea what was said in that conversation. Yeah, as you mentioned, Paris had the M&M syndrome, palms sweaty, knees weak, arms heavy. So they missed a couple. There were a couple temptations that no one took. Well, the first one was a pizza party for the house that everyone's like, "Nah, we're good. We don't need this." Another thing to note, Maddie drops and then immediately yells out, "I had more hours in me." This, and she just welled up and got super emotional. So do expect on Monday to get a Maddie diary room where she says she would have had this and it was in the palm of her hands and she just let it slip away. And that's as far as we got so far. Will got the phone call, and then let's move on. Let's move on to the remaining people.
Yes. Johnny, Olivia, and Kayla are left. Johnny apparently says to Kayla, "I don't really want to win this." And then shortly after, switches hands when you are no longer allowed to switch hands, and he loses the competition. I don't know if it was on purpose. Kayla seems to think it was, but who knows? We know that he certainly didn't want Kayla to win. We know he certainly wanted to take a shot at Kayla. So I don't think he threw it, but Kayla thinks he does, and it's certainly possible. And we're down to Olivia and Kayla. Olivia tells us afterwards that she was basically just waiting for a reason to drop. She was actually just saying gibberish so it would look like she was making a deal, but really she just wanted to give it to Kayla. So Olivia drops out, and Kayla is our HOH winner this week.
Yes, you cut out. So I'm going to pretend I understood what you said. Yeah, no, she was waiting for it. She mumbled her way and then she jumped off. I think at that point, that was kind of a good plan. Given that, and I feel like given that, Derek takes safety, so automatically half that team was safe. And then Kayla's sitting up there. I think Olivia didn't want to take the shot this week. And I think based on what Olivia has been saying later on through the night, she's hoping that Kayla will take a shot that she didn't want to take herself, and she wanted it done. So she jumps off.
Yeah, I mean, she feels good with Kayla, so why not? You know, exactly. Kayla's not coming after her. There are bigger targets. So definitely not in Olivia's best interest to take this one from Kayla. So she makes the smart play. Let's Kayla take this, especially with the twist this week. Even smarter play to not be HOH. Obviously, she doesn't know that, but sometimes getting lucky is part of the game here. After the HOH competition ends, there's not too much game talk here. We have Johnny a little bit worried that he's going to be put up, and rightfully so. But he's talking to the women about it, and they're like, don't worry, you're good. She's not going to put you up. No, that's not right. Kayla has a conversation with Liv where she talks about not wanting to put Ryan up. And Olivia was like, sure. That sounds good to me. I don't care about Ryan. Ryan's not coming for me. He's coming for you. He's coming for Allie. He's not coming for me. So yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah. Olivia more and more is getting fans out of people, myself especially. She's totally right. And I feel like Kayla and Derek are kind of, they weren't the ones who mentioned out of spite, but I feel like they kind of just want to stick a finger out to the house guests. Like, you guys got rid of Marin, thinking that we're just going to turn around and get rid of Ryan. That's not happening. So they have a target in mind. They have a clear target in mind. And one of the reasons Johnny is not looking like he's going to be safe from the block is because they believe that Johnny will be the one to sit next to this person to get him out for sure.
Yes. Olivia, she really just she turned it on, like 2 weeks ago. She was almost out of the house 2 weeks in a row, by the skin of her teeth, and nothing to do with her. But then she survived, and she is now one of the best players in the house, and in one of the best spots. Sometimes having a rocky start can really help you out later on. Liv goes to Allie and tells her, Kayla's not going to put Ryan up. And Allie's like, what? Excuse me? Why? I don't like that. Ryan is coming for her. He's coming for me. Why is she not doing that? And she's like, it's out of spite. She doesn't want to do everyone's dirty work. And so they're like, all right, well, damn. What do we do now? Can we get Johnny? Can we take a shot at Erica and Johnny? Can we get Johnny up? Is that a possibility? And it is a possibility, but not to take the shot. They discuss, okay, so if Ryan's not going to go up, who can we try and get Kayla to take a shot at? There are people in this game that are in our way. Those people are Kayla herself. Obviously, we can't take a shot at her right now. Erica, Johnny, and Will. So if we can get her to take a shot at Johnny or Will or somebody like that, then we are golden. Don't worry, guys. She's ahead of you. Yeah. He's ahead of you on this one.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like is probably the hubris that's going to come from this. Like a Maddie way of like, oh, we made this happen. I feel like Allie will totally try and take credit for this and feel good about herself. But no, yeah, Kayla's already got this plan in motion without their help. And it all boils down to Kayla doesn't want to do that side. That side doesn't want to do Kayla and Derek because they all supposedly need each other for the triple. That's exactly the play they're doing. Kayla last night was like, there's 2 weeks to the triple. I needed to win this one so I can gather as much information as I can. So with the triple not even happening, we don't even know if it's going to happen. It's already created so much of the strategy in this game because of all the speculation surrounding it. So they're getting this result that they want because of Kayla's worry for the triple.
Yeah, this is not even a guaranteed triple, and it's already impacting. That's how impactful twists are on long-term strategy. And I feel like a lot of people, they don't see that. They don't care about it. But it happens. This is not even a real twist yet. And it's informing the entire season's worth of strategy.
I have an official worry, Taryn. So with this impending twist that's been thrust upon us this week, if we choose to cancel nominations, if we make eviction night die,
there's no death. You just choose not to use it.
Okay, so we either don't use it or we save someone.
Yes.
Okay, I have no worries. I didn't watch the episode last night.
Yes. You were asking me about it before we started, and you were like, I was like, that's a weird way of saying we don't use it to make it die.
Yeah, no, that was the second option out of three in when I asked you. So now you see why I was confused.
Yeah. So eventually, Kayla and Derek, they tell, or Kayla tells, Erica, Allie, Liv, they're all safe. Don't worry about it. Erica's very happy about this. She will not be happy about a Johnny nomination. However, when Kayla and Derek talk with themselves, they agree they want Will gone. Kayla has wanted Will gone ever since Will turned his back on them and shanked Jesse. And we had Jesse on the podcast last night, and he was very happy about these nominations. Very happy about Kayla's win. So really, you know, she's saying this is vengeance for Marin, but in some small way, it is vengeance for Jesse, because she's finally getting Will back for taking that shot. So she wants Will out, and she feels like the only person she can put up next to Will that people like Allie and Liv will send Will home over is Johnny. Now, I don't think this is true. I think that a lot of people would send Will home over a lot of people. I think that, you know, obviously Johnny is the one person that would work to save Will potentially, but even if it's like Will versus Maddie, I think that Will or that Johnny might work to save Maddie over Will. It's certainly possible. So this is what they feel like they want to do right now. However, I'm not, because Will is their target and not Johnny, I'm not convinced that it won't change. Because they might talk to Erica, they might talk to Johnny, they might talk to Allie and Liv, they might talk to a bunch of different people and find out like, oh no, we're willing to take Will out no matter, like, you can put Ryan up next to Will, we'll take him out, don't worry. And they might still go with Johnny. They might still feel like that's their safest play, but Kayla might decide maybe we don't want to piss off Erica and Johnny because they're probably going to be pissed off if they make this move and then, you know, piss them off and then send Will home. Maybe it's better to actually put up a pawn if everyone is on board to take Will out. There's a lot of different ways this week can go, but right now as it stands, they plan on nominating Johnny and Will with the intent to eliminate Will from the game. Booyah.
Yeah. And I think with these two people specifically, like, I understand where Kayla's coming from. I understand what her plan is. However, I think putting these two together, these are the two of the worst people to put up. Because first, we all know Will is going to be angry about it. He's shown his emotions oftentimes, and it's not going to be any different this time, especially when his life is on the line. And then on the flip side, someone like Johnny, who's been trying to chip away at them. They don't know this. He's been trying to, like, you know, start taking the shot eventually. Now he's for sure going to do it if he stays in, and he will. Like, the current plan is for him to stay in. So I feel like doing this, you're damned either way. No matter which one stays, if they win, they're coming after you. And with Johnny's comp prowess, the fact that him and Erica are close, I feel like Johnny's, you know, art of convincing people, he's definitely going to be able to make people listen, screw the triple. We need to do it now. We need to do it today. So I think these nominations, the fact that she's putting out, like, because it's always like when you put someone with a lot of power or social capital as a pawn, they can easily switch things around and take offense to it or really wake up and, like, move around with it. And someone like Johnny's dangerous to put in that position. I don't know, you're already going to get so much blowback from Will once you put him up. There's already going to be a lot of tension there. So I feel like not putting Johnny up would make sense. And I also agree with you that I think they can put a number of other people next to Will, and Will will still probably be the target regardless. It will be fine. Because Maddie is someone Johnny would go to bat for. I think the only person in my head that might be, like, that'll be an interesting toss-up would be if Paris ends up on the block next to Will. Then I don't quite know where the house is going to fall with that. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely an exciting pair of nominations. However, if you're going to put either Erica or Johnny on the block, you should be sending them home.
Right.
They're the two best competitors in the house. And I mean, really, she should be sending Johnny home regardless of anything, because Johnny is coming after her. But really, this should be, if you're going to put Johnny on the block, you should be putting Erica next to him. And that's really the end of it. But, you know, and if you want Will out, you should be putting somebody like Maddie, somebody in that trio next to him, right? Like, taking a shot at two different sides. You know, it's kind of dangerous. It's kind of dangerous here, especially given that we have this twist that that somebody can be saved that could really screw Kayla over. Will gets a phone call we talked about during the HOH with his son, and he talks to various members of his family, and it's very emotional, and that is going to be on the show. And then, you know, Will is going to be, he's already, I think, somebody that a lot of the casuals probably love. He's gotten a lot of screen time, a lot of character building. I could definitely see them wanting to save him, which would be really bad for Kayla. She's talking to Derek about wanting to make deals with people that she's not putting on the block, like Paris, Maddie, Ryan. And that means she has a deal with every single person in the house that she has not put on the block. And if there's a veto used, she already has to break one of those deals. If Will is saved, then she has to break another deal, and she's nominated almost half the house. And it's just like this could be very bad. Like, I could see, because look, the edit last night, it highlighted the women, and it said these women are awesome, these women are badass, but it wasn't the kindest to Kayla. Like, Kayla's main segment was about Derek and like talking about boys, which is not really who Kayla is. I feel like the show maybe doesn't like Kayla that much, but it definitely likes Will. And I could see the casual audience feeling like Kayla is the villain for nominating Will and wanting to screw her over and wanting to save Will. And this could be very bad for Kayla.
Yeah. And I feel like, because we know of this twist coming, now this is the rare opportunity where we get to read the edit and figure out what the edit is going to do with this twist. Because I agree, I think Will getting the phone call and us watching him do that, watching everyone around him get emotional and like well up, and then getting the DR from him crying, talking about his son, talking about he's doing all this for his family, all of that put together, and then Kayla telling him to his face that he's safe, go take the phone call, and then putting him up, that's not good for Kayla at all. And it's amazing for Will. And I think Will would have been the only guy, I feel like the only male house guest out of the bunch to maybe have the shot of winning that safety. And I think that's what we're getting to now, especially because we got all the women got relatively positive at it. We saw Paris's family and heritage be brought up to light, her immigration and how she made it here. All of that was brought into light. And even Kayla, Karen, because it was Derek stuff, because it was like showmantic, even that I feel like the casual audience would still be like into. But if you're doing Kayla's versus Will and where that lies, I think Will wins hands down, especially with what we're about to see coming up. So it's going to get interesting. And this is a situation where we can see, because like, yeah, she's going to try and make deals with Maddie and Paris. But at the same time, those are the two people she's thinking of as backups to her nominations. So she's going to have to break those deals. We might be losing a Paris or a Maddie at that point, or one of them will be on the block. It'll be interesting to see if then things switch to Johnny, if they decide we should just take the shot now. That'll be all fun to see. But I do agree with you. I think Will stands to gain a lot from the twist this week.
Yes. So, I mean, I'll again implore people, vote down the twist. Vote down the twist. Especially, like really, not only will it screw Kayla over, not only will it, potentially save Will from his own destruction, mess up the game moving forward by making people start pandering to the cameras more and start having to play more conservatively because they're worried about twists and they can't be villains and so on and so forth. The stuff that we usually get from twists that screw up the gameplay. But, you know, there's also the potential that, like, who knows who gets put up next. If Will gets pulled off the block at the last second, maybe it's Paris that goes up and goes home. Maybe it's Maddie. Maybe it's Ryan. Maybe it's Erica. It could be anyone that you potentially like. Or Johnny could get screwed by the twist. And I really, you know, I would like to see Johnny lose on his own terms. I don't want to have to be the annoying guy that's like, oh, Johnny, he got screwed by a twist. So let's just, and look, you know, even Brent, who is like absolutely the kind of person that loves these kind of twists, is like, guys, let's hold it off for next week when somebody we actually care about needs it. Because like, you don't want to use it on Will. And then, Kayla or Allie or Olivia is like out the door next week. And then it's like, oh, well, now we can't use it if you are somebody that wants to use it. And I'll say again from last night, like, if you don't want these twists in the first place, this is the way to tell production, we don't want twists. We don't want them. We don't need to use them. We don't need them. one last thing before we go, there was a Reddit thread, and this is relevant to the twist talk as well, from somebody who was at the taping last night, who said that, first of all, it's we're pretty sure Marin is not in the jury. We know that pretty firmly at this point. But there was a question asked about they asked production if Marin was on the jury. They said the person in the Reddit thread, they said they weren't going to tell us what's happening with jury. This is kind of a cryptic message here, an update on the discussion about jury from last night. That doesn't sound good to me, Puya.
No, I don't like this one bit. Because initially I thought, okay, Canada gets a vote, right? The minute Marin's not on the jury, that's possibly who they're going to put in, and we're going to still have our like standard amount of people. Now that it's kind of being held under, I have no idea. Are they holding it off? Is Marin sequestered? I haven't seen him on Twitter yet. Maybe I haven't looked hard enough. Are they just holding it off? Are we going to have a battle back? And then once the battle back happens, everyone gets released into the jury house. I don't know. I really don't know which way this can go. All I can say is I don't think it's going to end well. I don't think we're going to be happy about it. And also, for me to make a PSA about this twist, for those of you who do not like when Taryn defends Mitch wholeheartedly, you don't want this, okay? You don't want Taryn to be defending Johnny and hit Johnny going out through this twist, because you know what's going to happen. And you know he's got conviction. You know our boy loves to defend his people, and it will happen. So just don't vote for it. Just make everyone's life easier.
Yeah, if you're the kind of person that says, oh, Mitch was screwed anyway, he was going to lose anyway, then this is your chance to put your money where your mouth is and not screw people over with twists and see what happens. Not that I think Johnny is as good as Mitch, but, same concept. Just don't screw people over with twists in general. But about this jury thing, it definitely is worrying that they're like, we're not going to talk about jury yet. Hopefully it just means that Canada gets a vote, the one vote. I honestly don't like that either, but it's a lot better than many other options. Ideally it's just a 7-person jury and that's all we've got, but there is a possibility. They talked about this being our season, letting us make decisions. I really, 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 really do not want to choose the winner of this season. Talk about they've been so good to us this season, and it's been such a good season, and there's no better way to just completely ruin and tarnish your entire show.
Yeah, it's like at that point, like I will take being vote 1 of 8, 1 of 9 than being vote 1 of 1. Being vote 1 of 1 is not fun. I'm getting mad OTT flashbacks, which I do not want, that part of it specifically. And then, Taryn, one thing. So I have listened to about three quarters of the podcast from last night. Did you guys ask Jesse what him and Hamza are doing on Twitter with all these cryptic nonsense tweets they're putting out?
You can't talk about it, Puya.
I think they're messing with us. I don't think it's anything. But then, like, now that we don't know what the jury is, now I'm like trying to think, like, what is this? Like, they're posting these weird photos. I think it's a one big April month joke, but we'll see. Yes, I don't know. So we got it. Listen, no matter what happens, okay, let's say all the worst happened. Let's say the twist gets used. Let's say we're the only vote to pick a winner. At the end of the day, we should all remember this was an amazing month leading up to this point. We got 33 days worth. And then on day 34, aka game changers number, everything went to hell. So just remember, it was a good 33 days, no matter how we spin this, no matter where we go from here. It's been fun.
Yes. And I mean, again, like, if there's any way to tell them we don't want to choose the winner, it would be by voting to not save anybody this week. It doesn't matter, again, I said this before the HOH competition happened. It does not matter who is on the block. No one player is more important than saying no to a twist. You can save one player, and in the moment, it might be happy at moments for you, at best. Like, usually it does not work out the way you want, and you end up even more disappointed than if you hadn't used it in the first place. That's what happened on season one. But even if you are happy in the moment, it usually long term is very bad news. So I very much implore people, you will need to come out in force if Will is up on the block to vote no on the twist, because you know that the casuals are going to be ready to vote to save Will and screw Kayla over. So get on that, guys.
Do the right thing. Well, then here. So for sure, it's only this week or next week. It will not keep going until we use it.
Yes, 2 weeks. So we have one last chance to use it next week if we don't use it this week.
Okay. Yeah. Let's save it. Let's save it for later, guys.
Yeah,
please.
All right. So that's all we've got for you this morning. Nominations still look like Johnny and Will at the moment, but there's a lot that can happen. The target could shift. There's a lot of information that Kayla is unaware of that she could become aware of that could change her mind. Switch her target to Johnny, switch her target to anyone. Maybe by the end of this week, I will be campaigning for you to not save Johnny, because Johnny is getting the sympathetic edit and Will's not even on the block anymore. Which I will do. Don't use it, even if it's to save Johnny, even if it's to save I don't care about any of these people. I just don't want twists. Question from Stephanie: do you think Johnny can swing this? I don't know. Not going up. I don't think he can prevent himself from going up by himself. I don't think Johnny has those powers, not with Kayla at least. I think that this is a strong cast, and I think that Kayla is too smart to be fooled entirely by Johnny, but maybe I'm underestimating him. Who knows? I've done it before. So I feel like this is going to be a tough week for Johnny. I'm excited to watch him operate. I feel like he might explode. He might just totally ruin himself. He might rise to the occasion again. And that would be exciting to see as well. So I don't know. Puya, what do you think?
I think that he's certainly, once he gets a whiff of that, this is a possibility, he's going to try. We know that for a fact. Now, here's the thing. The more he tries, the angrier he'll be if he's still put on the block anyways. And knowing Johnny, if he finds out, I think he's going to really try and avoid this situation. And it goes back to what I said earlier, putting these two people up, these are both of the people where I believe to be, will be very angry once after the nominations. Will in his own like emotional temper tantrums. Johnny, obviously, I believe he's going to be more level-headed. He's going to try and tackle this from another direction. Maybe he sees Will and he says, okay, if I calm down, I'm okay. Because at the end of the day, you're looking at these two people, and this is not a Marin and Ryan where it's like, which one of us is the pawn? This one is as tough to figure out, because it's like, well, they want Will gone, but I want all these comps, so maybe it's me, but they're telling me I'm the pawn. I don't really buy it. So I think there's a lot of ways this can go. As far as, is he going to save himself from initial nomination? I'm going to go ahead and guess probably not going to be able to, no matter what he does.
I will say this. I do think he has a lot of outs here. I think that this is not a situation where there's nothing he can do. They're only putting him up as a pawn. They want Will gone. So Johnny has outs, and he has Erica, who is close-ish to them. If he can convince Olivia, he's certainly close enough to Olivia that he can talk her into maybe trying to work on his behalf, even though she was fine with him going up. Maybe even if he throws Erica under the bus and says, do Erica instead. There are a lot of different ways that he can get out of this. He can convince Kayla that he is on board to take Will out. Lots of different ways. We'll just have to see if he's able to do them. Again, I would love to see if he crumbles under the pressure. This is going to be a great, great week, no matter what happens. And I really hope that it isn't stained with a twist at the end, regardless of the outcome, because we don't need one. We don't need one. So that's it. Lots of interesting stuff headed our way. Make sure you tune in tomorrow maybe an early time again, maybe not, for another live feed update, where we'll talk about everything that happens today. I expect today to be a fun day. I will be talking with Marin later in the day about his eviction, his time in the house, his gatecrasher status. So be on the lookout for that interview. And Rob will be live Monday night after the episode. All that good stuff. Check it all out. Puya, anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just realized that Marin and Taryn rhyme, so that'll be fun to say for a while. No, I have nothing else to say, man. I'm excited. Best believe I'm going to be tuning in tomorrow morning for Liana Saturdays to see what else has gone down and what you guys are going to be talking about and whether our predictions stay true or something crazy happens and everything changes. Based on last week, honestly, nothing will surprise me anymore. A lot can happen.
Yeah, our ship name for me and Marin would be Taryn. It's just Taryn or Marin, whichever one you want.
Either works.
All right. So thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on the dedicated Big Brother feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed, which includes all of the wonderful content that we provide about reality TV shows. And also the Taryn show is on there, and also things like American Ninja Warrior and lovely stuff like that. So check that all out. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Puya is at Puyaism, and we'll see you soon with fun feeds.
Yes.